Hello, welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. If someone asks you, do you know God? You would probably answer him, of course I do. Who doesn't know the creator of all things? But if he asks you, does God know you? What will be your answer? Will you answer him abstractly, yes, he knows me because he is omniscient, meaning that he knows everything? Will you answer him personally? Yes, he knows me because I'm his own. Let's read a passage from the New Testament. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 23, Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" Aren't you surprised to hear what Jesus said? Even those who perform miracles in the Lord's name may not be known by the Lord Jesus. How come? At this point, I'd like to point out that there are four verbs in the original language of the New Testament Bible, Greek, that are translated into the English verb know. Eido means to see with the mind's eye and signifies a clear and purely mental perception. Epistemai means to have a knowledge obtained by proximity to the thing known. Sunimi implies a knowledge gained through the five senses. Gnosko means to know by personal experience and by being connected to the one you know. Well, you probably figured out that the verb knew used in Matthew 7:23 is gnosko. Do you know that gnosko has another noble usage? Let's read the King James Version of Matthew chapter 1, verses 24 through 25. "Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." What does the verb gnosko, knew, mean here? It means sexual intercourse between a husband and his wife. For Joseph to gnosko Mary, his wife, was to know her by being united to her, the two becoming one flesh. Now, it must be clear that knowing the Lord is not merely using his name and performing miracles. Knowing the Lord is having life relationship with him like a branch in a tree that draws in the nourishing sap and bears fruit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 2 and 3, the Bible says, "The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know, but the man who loves God is known by God." Here the English verb know appears four times. The first appearance is for the Greek verb eido, and the other three for gnosko. These two Greek verbs also appear together in Galatians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. "Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God." The know in verse 8 is eido. The know in verse 9 both times is gnosko. Now, you may ask, how can it be that a sinner like me truly know God? How can a mere man, bound to death, be united to the holy, eternal, living God? Indeed, it is impossible if God did not love us first and initiated the affair of knowing. In John chapter 1, the Bible tells us that the Word, who was with God and who was God, and through whom all things were made, became flesh. Jesus Christ was born of Mary, a virgin 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. He came to give light to every man. Let's read verses 10 to 13. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Here in verse 10, the Greek word genosko is translated into recognize. Yes, Jesus came to the world and was rejected by the world. He was even crucified on the cross, paying the ultimate penalty of sin for you and for me. He was buried, but was raised from the dead on the third day. He is living today. He longs to know you. He gives the power to whoever believes in his name to know God. Do you believe this? My prayer is that you do, and therefore become a child of the living God, knowing him and being known by him. I look forward to joining you on that day when Jesus comes back and takes us to our glorious new home. Before that, may the following words of Jesus from John 15 encourage you and me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. May we be fruitful in the Lord. May God bless you. Bye-bye.